Mayor May hold up dictograph warrant. The Atlanta Constitution, Wednesday, the 23rd of July, 1913, page 5, column 2. Objects to paying expenses of installing instrument in Williams House. A.R. Colcord, chairman of the police committee, has been asked to approve a warrant for $19, which represents the expense to which the detective department was put to install the dictograph in room 36, Williams House. Chairman Colcord said Monday that he did not approve of the use to which the dictograph was put, but explained that he has been informed that it was never intended to entrap Mayor Woodward or any other city official. "I think that I shall approve the warrant," Chairman Colcord said. "My only reason for holding the warrant up, as I have said before, was to learn by what authority it was used. There was some conflict, but I have found that the proper authority was given." He indicated that the conflict of authority was between Chief Beavers and Detective Chief Lanford. The approved warrant will go to council with authority for payment. The mayor will have to sign the check, otherwise the money will not be paid out. Mayor Woodward strongly indicates that he will not sign. The amount represents the expense of installing the instrument. It does not include the fee of stenographer Gentry, who took the conversations of Mayor Woodward, Colonel Felder, C.C. Jones, and others who were inveigled into the Williams House by Collier in February. PDF page 10, column 2, professional cards, P.H. Brewster, Albert Howell, Jr. Hugh M. Dorsey, Arthur Heyman, Dorsey Brewster Howell and Heyman, attorneys at law, offices, 202, 204, 205, 206, 207, 208, 210, Kaiser Building, Atlanta, Gay. Long distance telephone 3023, 3024, and 3025, Atlanta, Gay.